Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
The secret word today is St. Louis. The secret word today is St. Louis. Now don't be going telling everybody in the chat room that ain't there yet. Welcome to Backyard Poultry, sponsored by the Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Fun Friday, March 26th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, and visit our blog. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now, as well as the live webcam. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button there at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That will get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And then you can come on into the chat room, participate, sit a spell, and have a great time meeting others around the country and the world that keep backyard poultry and want to learn more about living a self-sufficient lifestyle. I also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by our friends over at Night Guard Solar. Again, visit them online, NITEGUARD.com. In fact, they're running a special. Get 4 Night Guard Solar lights for just $100. That's a savings of over $20, folks. So contact them if you want to protect your flock like Pat and I do using the Night Guard Solar lights. So, and speaking of Pat, it is now time to bring Pat live on the radio show. As soon as I hit the right button, welcome, Pat. It's Fun Friday. Well, you were live. You come live and then you go away. There you go. Now we can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Yes, happy, fun, freaky, frivolous, funky, and fun Friday, indeed. It seems like this week went by way too quickly. I can't believe it's Friday already.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, here in Virginia, it's cold. My gosh, it feels like it's going to snow, and it is going to snow over just the next county over. I talked with my mother in Indiana, and they've got snow on the ground. So do you still have snow down there in Atlanta?
Goodness, no. It's gone. It's a little, still getting a little rain every now and then, what we're tired of, but the Bradford pears pear trees have bloomed out, and
oh,
of course all the daffodils are blooming and things like that. So it's definitely springtime here, but we are always cautious for a late freeze and frost,
yeah.
And we get it on quite often, and it burned me a couple of years ago. I planted, I think it was maybe it was the Saturday after Good Friday, and boy, we had it got down into the teens here, and I lost everything in my entire garden. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Oh,
so,
hey.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't fun that year. And it was funny. I remember that year vividly because all the news media was down around South Georgia talking to the peach growers and the pecan growers, or pecans or pecans, depending on where you're from. And they were saying, oh, I've lost a whole crop of pecans. It's going to be a horrible year. You know, we've probably lost $1 million worth of product here because of this frost. It was the best pecan year in decades. So you just never know what Mother Nature's gonna happen. I remember that vividly, interviewing all the pecan growers, and they were saying, you know, moaning and groaning. And I felt for them, but it ended up being the best pecan year in decades. It was amazing how that worked.
Wow. Yeah. Well, sometimes they're finding these plants, when they're under stress, they actually do produce a better crop, like a sweeter fruit or a, I guess in your case, pecans or pecans, whatever you want to call it. But nature has its ways of coping as well. The individual plants do. Hey, I want to warn you here, Whisper. I'm on my way into the pharmacy. I'm driving here on the Interstate 61, and I will lose the signal for about 3 miles. But I'll hope to do that during the break. I'll try to time my passage through there. But I get to play pharmacist this afternoon, which is always fun. So.
Always fun dishing out the drugs. Always fun.
Yep. I can make it. You can take it. That's my motto.
That's good. I can make it. You can take it. That nice one.
Yep.
Actually,
professionally and legally,
I can make it. See, I can make it. You can take it. It kind of sounds like my wife's cooking.
Oh,
I know. I know. I know she can't be. I love her so much. I just have to yank her chain every now and then about her cooking. So everybody knows I love her. I know. But it's yep. So in fact, maybe that should be, if I can make it, your stomach can take it.
But you do most of the cooking, isn't that right? In your household,
I do. It is basically because of my schedule, which is getting more and more and more packed. Diana, my publicist, called me today, and she was trying to train me on these new expense reports. And so she's like, all you have to do is this after every trip, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay, where do I add that on my list of things to do that I have already?
Oh, well, I hope they're on a spreadsheet. When we
it
have
is.
Expense reports, you just fill in the numbers, and all the math is done.
Yeah, absolutely. So, one more thing to do. I want to definitely let everybody out there know that tomorrow is our big event in Statesboro, Georgia, and just up the road from the big metropolis of Savannah, Georgia. So if you're anywhere in that area, come on up to Anderson's General Store there in Statesboro, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to be broadcasting this radio show live. So number one, we occasionally do have Saturday shows when we're on the road. Tomorrow will be no exception. So tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be broadcasting live from Anderson's General Store in Statesboro. Come on by and say hello, visit, and have a great time. Then from 10:30 to 12:30, we're actually going to be teaching a backyard poultry workshop. We're going to have a good time with that. And you can come out. You can win some great prizes. We'll have chicken trivia. We'll have some great information from all our sponsors, catalogs, brochures, CDs, the whole nine yards. So we're going to have a really good time there tomorrow. All starts at 9 o'clock Eastern, including the radio show. Come on by the store and say hello. So that is tomorrow. We're going to have a great time there at Anderson's General Store in Statesboro, Georgia. So come on out. And so that will be tomorrow. We'll have some fun on the radio show, and maybe we'll even have some great prizes and giveaways for the folks listening tomorrow as well, like we do today. Now, no sharing the password in the chat room that we had earlier in the show. I'm doing that just to encourage people to sign on a little bit earlier instead of just mingling in a little bit later. So there will be a benefit, actually, on some days to actually tuning in on time, because you'll be able to hear the wonderful password of the day, which may win you a prize later in the show. So hopefully we'll have a couple of different contests today on this awesome, fun Friday. And by the way, tomorrow I'll be really looking forward to meeting Jamie Allen, a regular listener. I've met her before. We were at down at the state capitol here in Atlanta for a Farm Bureau Day, very brief there when we met. So hopefully we'll I know she's planning to come out to Anderson's tomorrow, so I'll have to give her a big, big hug like I did Mara when I was up in St. Louis and talk with her. We were going to try to arrange dinner tonight, but I couldn't talk her into fixing us some filet mignon with some lobster tail with a baked potato and key lime pie for dessert. She just wouldn't go for that. So she talked about going through a drive-thru, and I just, the CW, man. I need my steak and my lobster. And so no problem. So it looks like we will, me and Jen will have dinner on our own down there in Statesboro. But because of that, tonight, I want to remind everybody, let me switch over here to my homepage. One reason why we were trying to coordinate dinner is that, let me get over here. Tonight, I think it's Jamie Oliver's Food Nation is actually going to be on tonight. Yeah, and it was kind of a peek sneak last Sunday, right after Desperate Housewives, if you watched that show. And but tonight, I guess, is the premiere, Jamie Allen's Food Revolution USA, Campaign for Healthy Eating. And that's going to be on ABC tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And so we were trying to coordinate dinner so we could all get back to the hotel or to our house to watch this. So it's a really interesting show. He's working in elementary schools and other places about what the kids are eating, what we're eating as consumers. So it's going to be an interesting show. That's tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to be watching that show tonight. I encourage you to do so too. I think it'd be very educational and eye-opening and surprising to a lot of us. So maybe he can get some changes done. I'm hoping so. So that'll be tonight. Someone in the chat room saying I talk about eating a lot. You know, it's so funny when we go out and we talk to folks, and Jen will admit, she's like, man, she can out-eat me on any day of the week, and yet see, she's so tiny. And so, it's kind of one of those things where the women say, well, my husband stops drinking Diet Coke, and he loses 10 pounds in 1 month, and here I am dieting like a crazy man, and I lose 10 pounds in a year. So, but it's one of those things. Our metabolisms are absolutely so different, and you wouldn't know by looking at this handsome fella. But yeah, I really don't consume a lot, but I do talk about it a lot, I guess. I don't know, different things and going out to eat in different places and whatnot. So what we're cooking, because we love to spend time in the kitchen and cook, and hopefully try to cook the right things. But I am honest with y'all, when I have to cheat a little bit, I will admit that I know it's absolutely horrible for me. Thank goodness there's a very small size on their value meal. But I'm kind of a sucker for the Arby's Jamocha milkshake, and I just have to admit, and thank goodness they have a dollar value size, and it is quite small. It's like 6 ounces. It's something tiny, and so I am every now and then a cheat for that. Who knows what's in those things? But yeah. So you know, I try to practice what I preach. I think that's only fair. Also,
What is it you're preaching with that?
I try to practice what I preach, but I'm honest with folks. You know, if I have to cheat here or there, I let people know. I'm not like saying, "Oh, I never do this" or "I never do that." So yeah, I do try to practice what I preach. But yeah, that Jamocha shake at Arby's for some reason I don't know. And thank goodness they have a small one. And so that's probably one of the. And I haven't had one in quite a while. Maybe I'm due. So, but want to also remind everybody that a week from tomorrow, gosh, that's crazy. A week from tomorrow, we'll be in Statesboro, but a week from tomorrow, we will be in Nashville, Music City, right? Nashville, Tennessee. And so, we'll be there with an event actually in Columbia, just south of Nashville, for an event. And we'll have more of that coming at you next week. And then from there, we go to Dallas and New York. So we'll be bringing you all that great information. Any chickens in the news today, Pat? Fun Friday news.
I know. I did have some, and I walked off and left the file on my desk. So there's four or five of them in there, but I don't have them with me. I apologize. But I do have some trivia.
No, Oh, we got some trivia. Okay.
Great, trivia and chicken jokes. So we can always go to trivia and chicken jokes. Why don't you go ahead and see what you've got in the news there, Whisper?
Let me see if I have anything. It's been really a slow couple of days. I do want to update everybody, especially our local Atlanta and Georgia listeners, that right now, in fact, within the hour, I got off the phone with a good friend, Rob Miller, lobbyist. He's down there under the Gold Dome at the state capitol, keeping us updated, because today, what do they call it? What's today? It's crossover day, I guess I think they call it. Not cross dressing day, but crossover day down at the state capitol. I want to make that very clear. Well, if it doesn't get voted on today, then it's not going to get voted on until next year. And so right now it is really step and go, because everything changes by the moment. I don't have any good news yet, Jamie Allen. I see her in the chat room as far as that getting voted on or approved. And apparently if it gets voted on in the rules committee, it will get to the floor today for a vote. But I think then it has to go over to the Senate side from the House side. That may happen today, too. I don't know. I'm not that deep in knowledge when it comes to the political pathways down at the state capitol. But that the last I heard was that they were still trying to contact the speaker and the pro tem and all these folks, trying to get them to bring this up for vote today, because this is the last day that it may actually happen. So it may or may not happen. If not, we've got to get geared up for next year when we can get it down there to the state capitol. So we'll see what happens. But the bill, Georgia House Bill 842, it will supersede any local town, city, county ordinance that prohibits the keeping of backyard poultry, rabbits, goats, and having a vegetable garden. Doesn't affect if you live in a homeowners association. Those covenants are tied to the deed in your property. But if you're outside, then it would supersede any of the others from preventing you from doing that. So no updates yet. Who knows? I might get an email or an update here on Facebook any moment, whether it did or it didn't. If it comes to us in the next 45 minutes, then I will let everybody know what's going on with that. Yeah, absolutely.
That could be a landmark legislation for the whole country. I mean, this could be really the start of something big when it comes to the local foods movement, which is it's so exciting to – and if it doesn't happen down there in Georgia, it's going to happen somewhere else, I think. So, yeah. Boy, wouldn't it be exciting to have it happen on the show? That would be wonderful.
Huh. Yeah, that would be great if we could make that announcement before the end of the day. I don't know. I think they have till 2 p.m. today. From some of the numbers that I saw, so we'll just have to see what happens with that. I'm encouraged. If it doesn't happen, we'll just start pressuring them early next year when they come back into session and start making laws. And of course, you hear excuses. There are a lot more important laws that we need to get on the books than this chicken thing. And you know, we've heard all different types of things about the bill. Well, I don't think that it should pass because they'll have chickens running all through the streets of Atlanta, and just like it was in the country when I had chickens. And we heard somebody mention that from one of the representatives' offices. So, you just never know through. You never know what's going to happen. I want to remind everybody.
I was just going to say, it's so astonishing, and we ought to be documenting these. I think you are, but the wide variety of opinions and beliefs and myths that surround keeping chickens. I mean, there's enough to make a booklet out of. In fact, it might make a good article for backyard poultry there, just the beliefs and myths around keeping chickens, fact from fiction. Because there's so many things that are just so fictional that people just don't know. They put their fear in front of their thought process, and they just think chickens are so scary when they're not. But you must have quite a list of those, Whisper.
Absolutely. I do. And just some things that have happened. In fact, my publicist told me when I was in St. Louis to email her every single city that passes an ordinance approving backyard poultry or that are looking at doing that, so she can compile a list of those. Without further ado, I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. We've got Peach with RandallBerkey.com. Because today is fun, frivolous, freaky Friday, and according to Penny and Jamie, sometimes they refer to this as Naked Friday. But we're going to go to the phone lines and talk with Peach right now. Peach, welcome to the show.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. It's great to Great to be here as always. I'm sorry I was a little late today, Andy. Oh, I got a little tied up here at the office, but
no, that's not a problem. We just kept rambling and rambling. No, not a problem at all.
Y'all are fun to listen to. And then I didn't push one, you know, so that was took a little bit of the time, too. But we got oops. All right, well, we got a great little special here, being it's a time where the eggs are really coming out. So we got some 100 of the stock-printed foam egg cartons for 20% off today. So the cartons are really nice. They have the one dozen farm fresh eggs, locally grown, keep refrigerated, and some of the nutritional facts and handling thing instructions and information on there. I know some people, in order to sell their eggs, and they need to have special packaging, and this helps them out. So did you have tips to take a look at it?
I did. I'm looking at it right now. 100 stock-printed foam egg cartons. Egg carton reads, one dozen farm-fresh eggs, locally grown, keep refrigerated. It also has nutrition facts and safe handling instructions are also printed on the inside cover of the egg carton. Unit price, $31.99 for 100. These are 100 pre-printed, and you'll get 20% off of that, which makes it an absolutely irresistible deal. So all you have to do is go to...
you could go to randallberkey.com, or they can call us on the phone at 800-531-1097.
Okay.
They want to speak
and
to
randallberkey.com.
Salespeople. That's right.
Yeah.
They can have it either way. And just enter the key code WHISPER, but I think a lot of your listeners know that, and they use that and save a little bit of money on their orders.
Absolutely. So I encourage all you folks, if you need some egg cartons, go ahead.
Ever since we've had these, y'all, we have sold so many of these. I think, like I said, a lot of people that are taking their eggs to certain places, if they have an overabundance of them, then they have to have, certain labeling. So I think a lot of people are really liking that fact.
Speaking of overabundance, I got some egg cartons from you guys. Probably one of the first specials y'all ever had with us, and I called and ordered some. And I still have a few, but right now I can tell you, because my wife was telling somebody last night that we've got about 24 dozen eggs in our refrigerator right now. And those are washed in the fridge, 24 dozen. And we probably have another 15 dozen. 10 to 15 dozen at least in a basket sitting next to the sink for my lazy rear end to actually go and wash and put in the egg carton. So I just haven't had time to go over to the food bank and take these wonderful eggs to the food bank. When we get stocked up like this, then we normally try to take those over to the food bank. But that is no exaggeration. We have about literally, and I'm counting in my brain, 1, 2, 3, 4. About 24 dozen eggs in the fridge right now, in styrofoam, in the cartons, and then we probably have another. I'm not exaggerating. 10 to 20 dozen in two big baskets. One's on the floor. One's sitting by the sink. And so I've got to
wonderful.
Get busy in washing these things. Yeah,
that's an excellent photo opportunity for you.
Take pictures with all these big
baskets of eggs.
Absolutely, and. The ISA Browns, man, you just can't stop them. I don't care what it is. Cold weather, no light, man, they just keep a laying. These big, beautiful brown eggs, they're just absolutely amazing. So, yeah, so who knows? Somebody put in there, didn't think you were supposed to wash eggs unless they are dirty. Now, and the Quigs mentioned that in there, and so while I've got you on here, that was a part of my actually presentation, and it always is a part of my presentation, about people come up and say, do I have to wash the eggs? And my answer to them is always yes. Just depends on when you do it. I always wash mine at least before I use them. But what my routine is, I go out and collect the eggs, and like I said, they'll sit by the sink. I'm comfortable with letting our eggs, because they're so fresh, sit by the sink for 5 to 7 days. And I'm telling you right now, sometimes they may stay out even up to 10 days. But I will wash them, and then let them sit and dry, and then I'll put them in the cartons and then put them in the fridge. And then I'll wash anything off of it, wash the bloom off and any kind of waste and bacteria from the chicken. It all comes out of the same hole. Y'all know that, called the vent. But the reason why I recommend people always wash their eggs, do I really have to wash them? And here's why. How many times when you crack an egg open, whether you're baking a cake, scrambling eggs, making an omelet, making pancakes, whatever, and you crack that egg on the side of that pan or that bowl, and a piece of eggshell drops into the bowl, into your egg, or into your mix. How many times do you crack an egg and half the shell falls in? Or when you actually crack the egg, all of that egg white runs down the outside of the shell and then plops into your bowl for what you're mixing. Just about every time I do anything with cracking eggs open, I get eggshell in something that I'm trying to dig out. Well, as whether it falls into the bowl, into the egg, falls or runs down the side of the egg, it's picking up all that unsavory bacteria that's on that egg. That's why the bloom is put on the egg right before it's laid to protect it from any type of bacteria. You know, you're talking about the chicken's poop and urine and anything else that might be in that nesting box and whatnot. So that's why I always recommend washing them, just because of those issues where the egg white may run down the side of the egg and into your food source. So now whether you do it right before you use it, if you just collect them, put them in the fridge, that's great, and then wash it before you use it. I like to just in my routine collect them, get around to washing them, letting them dry, putting them in the egg cartons, and then putting them in the fridge. That way they're ready and washed. If someone should come over, guests come over, I can immediately just give them the eggs and they're already washed. So that's why I actually do it. So no big deal.
Yeah, the only exception I can think of is, you know, of course, if you're incubating. And, of course, you don't want to wash your eggs, but as far as consuming, for sure.
Hitnaker Quail just mentioned something. He says, I need the egg cracker. And I don't know if you've seen that, and I hadn't seen it until I was in St. Louis. We were sitting in the hotel room, and it was late, and we had just gotten in, and next thing you know, info commercial comes on about the egg cracker, and it's just this little thing. You actually put into this device, and you pinch it, and then boom, it just absolutely just cracks the egg perfectly. It has a little attachment. You can crack the egg, and it catches the yolk, and all the white runs down into 1995. But wait, there's more. Order now, and you'll get.
A lot of cabinet space and a lot of drawers in your kitchen for stuff like that.
No kidding. But it had an automatic egg scrambler. It was this little device. You actually you punch a hole in the egg, just this tiny little hole with this little pin, and then you slide this thing in there, and you turn it on, and it looks like it's a little stick that sticks up into the egg and twists around, battery operated, and scrambles the egg before you crack it and put it in the pan. Now I have really no clue what the deal is with that, but you can scramble an egg inside the shell before you put it in the pan. I don't know what a trick that could be. But yeah, so that thanks for reminding me of that, Nick. The egg cracker. And like I said, for those of you who find it difficult to crack an egg open in the mornings, for whatever reason, you might want to get this for $19.95. If you have a hard time taking a fork and scrambling them up a little bit in the bowl or in the pan, then you might want this automatic egg scrambler that scrambles your egg inside the shell before you crack it. So there you go.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we all have different levels of dexterity, and, you know, some people may benefit from that. So.
That's true. And, you know. It looked pretty cool. I told Jen, I said, maybe we need to get one of these. So, of course, I thought about it. I said, well, if you had this, talking about, you know, the safety of the eggs, is that it looks the way it works. You could possibly get away with not washing the eggs because it basically separates the shell outward and upward and then drops that egg and the white into the bowl. So I guess it would be safer if you chose not to wash your eggs by using this device. When you crack your eggs and have all that fall into the pan. So, hey, you know, who knows?
That's fine. To each his own.
The egg cracker. There you go. $19.95, but wait, there's more. All righty. And so I'll order that next time I order my rotisserie machine or my Super Shamo or whatever it's called. ShamWow. I order the Sham Wow to clean up all the egg that I spill using my egg cracker. Well, Peach, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Telling us about this great hatchery special. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, so just be sure to, if y'all need egg cartons out there, to be sure to call us or log on to www.randallburkey.com, and we will fix you up for a great 20% off today. Well, thanks for having me, guys, and y'all have a great weekend.
Great. Thank you very much, Peach, for joining us. You have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks for calling in. Perfect. All righty, Pat, I know you're on the road still with us.
Yep, I'm here. That was I like the egg cracker story. I think that's a stocking stuffer. But not one for me, please. Yeah.
If somebody wants to get me one, that's great. I'd be interested in seeing how to scramble an egg inside the shell with that device. Who knows? There might be. I might find a use for something like that. So, but what we're going to do right now, is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to give away some Purina Sunfresh Recipe chicken feed to one lucky winner. So here's the number to call. And why are you calling? Because you tuned in time this morning to hear today's secret password. So if you know today's secret password and you want to win not one, not two, but three bags of Purina Sunfresh Recipe chicken feed. That's 150 pounds. Yep. And these things are valued up to, you know, depending on where you live in the country, $15 a piece. So, hey, you know, we're looking at $45 value right here. 347-637-3237 is the number to call while we go to commercial break. If you know today's secret word, 347-637-3237. If you know today's secret word, call in during the break. We'll get to you. Caller number six sounds good. And you could win. All you got to know is the secret word. No funky trivia yet. That'll come a little bit later. We'll give three more bags away later with a trivia question. If you know the secret word we announced at the beginning of the show, give us a call right now while we're at break. 347-637-3237. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use Night Guard Solar to protect my flock. Night Guard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling Night Guard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. Night Guard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your Night Guard Solar lights today at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallburkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallburkey.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, me and Pat Foreman. My wonderful co-host is on the road heading into the pharmacy. She says she makes it. She makes it, and you take it. That's her slogan there at the pharmacy.
Yes, it's an old pharmacist joke. Oh, dear.
You never know. All righty now.
Oh, there you are.
When
okay.
we come up in just a few minutes now, you'll have the honor of giving us the chicken trivia question for today, Pat. And,
okay, I've got a handful here.
Perfect.
One.
So we can choose one. Very good. Let me go over here to the phone lines and get our big possible winner for today. Let's see how many lines we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How are you
going to
know which? They don't know what the question is. This is a tough
no,
one.
No. We're doing the secret code right now. If you know the secret password.
Oh, that's
password,
right. We're doing the secret code. I know what it is.
Unfortunately, I couldn't be
in the chat room to help them out there. I felt badly about that, but.
Yep, I'm getting the number down here right now. I think I ought to get my camera out and take a picture of my switchboard so when I do this so everybody can see that it's not rigged, that right here I've got my switchboard, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, caller number 6 here is, of course, the big winner. so they can know.
They know for real that you're not just making it up.
Exactly. Or that, yeah. I'm like starting to recognize phone numbers. I got enough to remember than recognizing phone numbers. So let me make sure I've got this right. I had to get the number down to make sure I could call them back after the show and get their shipping information. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Caller number 6 from area code 925, area code 925. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Can you,
your
it's
name?
My birthday.
Oh, another birthday.
Oh,
another birthday gift.
This is so awesome.
Congratulations and happy birthday. Do you want us to cluck to you? Birthday song?
Yes, I have to hear the chicken birthday song.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Kat, you're hysterical. Andy's
I didn't even
his ears.
Practice.
Why would he do that?
I can't imagine. He's certainly heard enough clucking in his lifetime.
That is too great.
So this is Rhode Island Ruby, correct, in the chat room?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh,
it is
happy
your birthday.
Birthday.
Absolutely. How does it feel to be 30 years old today?
It feels great. Actually, it's 33. It's 33, right? Right, Nick? Wink, wink, wink.
Well, the 30s
now,
are the 20s of yesterday. Or, yeah. Go ahead.
What a great birthday present. That is absolutely awesome. And, of course, you already have a Chicken Whisperer mouse pad coming your way that Nick won for you yesterday. Yeah, absolutely. So now at work, you can have your Chicken Whisperer mouse pad, and then we'll get you these three. I'll call you after the show to this number that you called in on and get your shipping address so we can get all that out to you. And I'll just ship all that at one time to you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
I hear me in the background.
I know. It's funny, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. I forgot.
Yeah, did
I always
get the
do
password?
Yeah, what's the password?
I didn't say the password. I was going to hang up. That would have been classic. St. Louis.
That is correct. That's the password, St. Louis. So where we just got done on the Chicken Whisperer tour, so absolutely perfect. And so great. Congratulations. You've won three bags, three 50-pound bags, your choice
Woo-hoo!
Of the Purina Meals. Yep, Sunfresh Recipe brand. That, of course, includes the Chick Starter, the Layena, the Grower, the Scratch, whatever you want from your local Purina dealer there. And so we'll get that out to you as soon as we can. Congratulations. And, of course, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Rhode Island Red.
Thanks again.
All righty. Take care. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And she is out actually in California listening into the show today. A regular listener out from California. Now I know that she actually works while she listens to the show. So, shh, don't tell anybody. Shh. And I know a lot of times she works. And I know that Gray Artist also works or listens to the show on her on her lunch break, I think. So, and sometimes when we go over, she's got to kind of listen to the show incognito. So, so we appreciate all the folks listening to the show live. Hang on one second for me. There we go. That's better. All righty. So, congratulations and happy birthday to Rhode Island Ruby. She would knew the secret password today was St. Louis, and she's got her a prize coming away. I want to remind everybody that start looking for Chicken Whisper approved items. They're going to be popping up at GQFradio.com. GQF, the incubator manufacturer down in Savannah, Georgia. In fact, I just might actually stop by or see Steve McGeehee, the owner of the of GQF down there. So if you go to GQFradio.com here over the next couple of weeks, you'll see specific items that will be Chicken Whisper approved. Also, got an email over from Scott at eggcartons.com. They're starting this program, great program, Chicken Whisper approved items. It'll have the little logo right next to the item. And, of course, Randall Berkey as well is going to be doing that. 6 to 12 items changing ever so often, Chicken Whisper approved items. And just look for the little sticker or the icon of our logo next to that particular item, and you'll be able to get a list of all of those as soon as we get them up on our website, chickenwhisperer.net, for those approved items. So let's go ahead, and while we're on a roll here, Pat,
yep.
said that we could choose from an array of questions. You tell us a few, and then I'll choose one for the next contest we have for another three bags, three 50-pound bags of Purina Sun Fresh Recipe chicken feed. So lay them on us.
Okay, so you want to choose one. All right.
Yeah, if you'll just give us a couple, you can choose us one.
Okay. What is the definition of electrophobia? Electrophobia, A-L-E-K-T-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A, electrophobia. That's
I'm just going to take a wild guess and say probably a 70s nightclub.
this would be one of those good words for, there's a word game where you have to make up definitions. Whatever. That is so much fun. Okay. A second one is, how many times a minute does a chicken's heart beat? Something you'll know
That's
right off the top of your head, I'm sure. Yeah. And the third one, I'm since there's two questions there, I'm going to just give a statistics because this is so interesting, I think. So it's not a question, but it's just a really interesting trivia question. Trivia statement is the waste product that is produced by one chicken in its lifetime can supply enough electricity to run a 100-watt bulb for 5 hours. Think about that. The waste product of one chicken in its lifetime can supply enough electricity to run a 100-watt bulb for 5 hours. So we've got something like 6 to 9 billion chickens on the planet. So we don't have an energy shortage. We have a chicken utilization shortage. Anyway, it makes one pause, doesn't it, Whisper?
Yeah, I'm thinking about how I can... with my 32 chickens in my backyard.
Yeah, you have to capture their body heat, and of course their manure, that also gives off quite a bit of energy.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, they talk about biochar. And how that can be, the heat from that can be used to heat chicken houses. But boy, if you could just even the kinetic energy from chickens walking around, maybe they should put a little springs and motion capture thing under the chicken houses to generate electricity.
Okay, I've got this. So it's actually not electrophobia, because that would probably be phobia of a 1970s.
Electro.
Gotcha. Do you think anybody listening to the show has electrophobia, Pat?
I probably would be surprised if they did have electrophobia. But then, you know, you get in strange situations, and those phobias might just slap up right in your face.
Yeah, I don't know. That may be a foul question to ask the radio show folks today. And the other one was the average heartbeat of a chicken, not when it's being chased by a rabid dog or a cat, just the at rest heartbeat of a chicken
per minute, right? So the average heartbeat of a chicken's heart per minute.
And would that be for, say, a bantam or a heritage breed?
Well, my source here doesn't go into that kind of detail. Now, I do have another one here that's even more esoteric. If you wanted to get really... let's see, where'd that one go? It's about... okay, how long can chicken sperm live in a hen? How long can a chicken sperm live and be viable in a hen? It's longer than I thought.
Why don't we go with that one? It's a
you
fun
go
freaky
with that
Friday.
One?
Yeah, let's go with that one since it's a fun, freaky, and frivolous. And according to Jamie and Penny in the chat room, they like to have it as Naked Friday. Let's go ahead with that. So if you happen to know, it's all about the facts of life. So if you happen to know how long the rooster sperm is viable, if you will, inside of the hen, then go ahead and give us a call. What?
I just find this incredibly amusing. I never thought I'd come to this whisper.
People need to know this. It's very valuable information, especially if they have hens and roosters in their backyard and they're wanting a good percentage of hatchable chicken eggs for their incubator. Are they all of a sudden they need to remove their rooster from the pen for any reason? They need to know how long they're going to be getting fertile eggs from their hens. This is an absolutely serious question. People need to know this. So if you want to take a guess,
don't you rotate your roosters?
That's another story. That's a whole other show, Pat. I think that's over down in the adult section of Blog Talk Radio.
Rotating roosters, yeah. Well, that is true. That gets into the pretty deep animal husbandry kind of questions, and I don't know what kind of moral codes roosters
have. We'll again take caller number 6 if you know the answer to this question. Now, again, we ran into a little bit of issue with this before, but it has to match Pat's answer that she has. So you might find all this different information out there in Google world and Scroogle world and Yahoo world and Bing world, but it has to match, to be fair, Pat's answer that she has. So 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237, caller number 6, if you can tell us the answer. Then give us a call right now. We'll go to a quick break here in a minute. But I want to tell you how much fun I had on yesterday's show with publisher Richard Frudenberger, Back Home Magazine, talking about biochar. Fascinating show yesterday. Encourage everybody to listen to the archive if you missed it. Absolutely amazing. And do your research on your own about biochar, because it's very, very interesting technology. Speaking of that, when I'm going to be in Dallas here coming up in about a week or so, I'm going to be interviewing the owners and creators of the Biopod, the future of food waste, diversion, and recycling. And it's actually a unit that uses black soldier flies bring in. You basically put all your a lot of your food waste into the Biopod, and then the black soldier flies come and I guess lay their eggs in this, and then the larva hatches, and then the larva crawl up this little little stairwell, and then falls down into this little bucket outside of this unit. And then there, automatically, you have fish food and chicken food and anything else you might want to use these larvae for. So, in fact, they're supposed to be, actually, they sent me an email sending me one of these units. I'm very anxiously awaiting to get the Biopod so I can add it to my collection of water barrels and compost bins and chickens and everything else in the backyard and start using that and see if I can start producing some of these little grubs and whatnot for chickens as a little treat. So I'm actually very anxious in getting the Biopod, but I'll be interviewing the owner and creator of the Biopod unit in Dallas. So looking forward to that. You can get more information at thebiopod.com, T-H-E-B-I-O-P-O-D, thebiopod.com, and learn all about this very, very cool unit where you can just by putting your food scraps in it, attract these black soldier flies that will come. And these are apparently in the video, he explains, these are not the annoying house flies. He says they have one goal, and that's to lay their eggs in this compost bin, which turn into larvae, and then they there you go, you've got a chicken treat. So I'm looking forward to interviewing them all about their device and actually having them on the air. So you'll hear all about this when we're in Dallas. One of the days we'll be broadcasting live there. So hang on just a second and let me get this number down. Caller number 6. Here we go. Caller number 6. We're going to go live here with them just a second. And Pat, you've got your answer ready to roll.
I do, yes.
Hang on 1 second. There we go. All righty, caller, you're live on the air. Area code calling from 914. You'll state your name.
Hi, Dandy. It's Susan. How are you?
Oh, hey, from Susan from New York?
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to see you here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're so excited. That's going to be awesome.
I'm excited, too. In fact, let me tell you, I just got in at least one of my stops there, and it looks like it's going to be at a place called the Red Hook. It's apparently a Purina dealer.
Is it in Red Hook? Yeah. Yep, I know.
Do you know where that's at?
It could be in Red Hook, New York, which is in Dutchess County. And I thought you were going to be at there's one that's also in Putnam County, too. I thought the original one you said was a Purina dealer down here, and it's
I'll have to look and see.
Barn?
Yep. Here it is. Red Hook, New York. Here's one of them. I just got it today. The press release should be going out maybe even today or Monday, probably Monday. Red Hook, New York, Max Farm and Garden World, Agway.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know. So that's Red Hook, New York. Max Farm and Garden World Agway is pleased to announce 2010 Chick Days, announcing the arrival of the Chicken Whisperer. So there's one I know in New York, and let me see if there's another one here, the second location. Yeah, New Paltz, is that how you pronounce it?
N-P-A-L-T-Z?
New Paltz, okay.
Yep.
New Paltz, New York. We'll be there. Also, apparently, a Max Farm and Garden World New Paltz Agway. So those are the two locations, and there's one more location I don't have yet where we'll be in New York, so I don't know if either one of these are close to you or not.
Yes, New Paltz is a little far, but I would say Red Hook's about 45 minutes from me, so that's not bad at all. We'll find
Super.
You wherever you
nah.
are.
45-minute drive to come see the Whisperer? Oh, man, that ain't nothing.
Yeah, believe me, that ain't nothing is right.
Okay, Pat, you still on the air?
I'm here, yes, indeedy.
Okay, let's try to get Susan's answer for, I hate to repeat it, really how long a rooster's sperm is viable in the hen for reproducing. And Susan, your answer is?
Is it 10 days?
No. It's quite a bit longer than that, I was surprised to find out.
Okay.
Okay, that's not a problem. The regular listeners know the way we do this is we go to the very next caller. So give me just a second. Susan, thank
you
for calling.
Susan.
I'm sure I will get in contact with
you.
You too. Thanks for listening and calling in. Okay. Let's.
She did say 10 days. Did I hear right, Whisper? She said
10 days.
10 days. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. it's longer than 10 days, Susan. I'm sorry.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me push the right button here. There we go. Okay, now that means we go to the next caller. Dun, dun, dun. Give me a second and get this number down. Scratch out Susan's information on my winner's sheet.
Aww.
Okay.
Remind people this is up to. This is the maximum amount that the sperm can survive, not the average. It's the up to.
Roberta.
Okay. All righty, caller from area code 585. You're on the air with the Chicken Whisperer and Pat. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
It's Teresa in New York.
Teresa in New York. And how's that Horizon Structures coop treating you?
Oh, it is doing wonderfully, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. What is your answer for the chicken trivia question today?
Well, seeing as how the answer is not 10 days, I'm going to go with 20.
That's, nope, I've got that it's quite a bit more than 20 even.
Oh,
okay. Okay, let me go ahead and go to the next caller here, and I'm just going to go ahead and go to them because we're running all kind of out of time, and I'll just write their number down here in just a second if my computer can keep up with my punching these digits here. All righty, area code, you're live on the air, area code 773. State your name and where you're calling from.
Chris from Chicago.
Hey, Chris.
Chris from Chicago. We are looking at actually trying to get to Chicago over the summer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Hopefully we'll be together. Yeah, absolutely. 773. Let me get this number down in case you have the right. And again, it has to match Pat, so a little tricky here.
Yep.
And
yep.
Chris, what do you think it is?
Well, my initial was 14, but I am, just based on the numbers, I'm going to go with 35.
Was a lot closer than the others.
Yeah.
He's really close, Whisper. Should we go ahead and give it to him?
Since he's the last caller in queue, no one's going to has retried after him versus the first two callers. I have no caller in queue after him. I have a couple before him. Since we only have 2 minutes left, let's go ahead and do that if he's close.
But according to my sources, a sperm can survive in a hen up to 32 days. That's the maximum, 32 days. I mean, that's amazing. There you have it.
Yeah, that's
sweet.
Yeah, that contradicts probably a lot of information that's out there. So, but that's maximum, not the average. So, if you really wanted good fertilization and a good hatch rate collecting these eggs, then obviously it's probably down there around the 14-day period, I would think, from the information that I've seen. But if they found, you know, a live and viable sperm in a chicken up to 32 days afterwards, who knows what the percentage hatch would be or how fertile her eggs would be. Just keep that in mind if you're collecting eggs to hatch out and you want a good percentage. But thank you very much, everybody, for playing today, and thank you very much, and congratulations to Chris. And, of course, congratulations to Rhode Island Ruby out in California for winning the other 3 bags of Purina Sunfresh Recipe Chicken Feed today on the show. It was a fun Friday today. We made it through another week together. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget tomorrow, yes, there's a Saturday show tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting live from Anderson's General Store in Statesboro, continuing the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. Pat?
Yeah, well, it was a fun Friday. Whoever would have thunk that we did talk about what we talked about today? And in closing, thanks again to our sponsors, and especially eggcartons.com speech. Thanks for the special of the month. Thanks for the chat room for clucking along, and happy birthday yet again to Rhode Island Ruby. And, of course, thanks to our very own Chicken Whisperer for all that you're doing on behalf of chickens all throughout the U.S. Forever and always, may the flock be with you all. God bless.
And because I don't have happy birthday in queue, we're gonna come to the next best thing. This is dedicated to Rhode Island Ruby and her birthday.
Oh.